goes on, partly to see how he will take it, partly because they are afraid of anything happening to him. He says he objects to war on principle and is a non-militarist very strongly at heart. I think it was very brave of him to join almost at once, as he did. He looks rather a ghost now, talks even more jerkily than before, and works his fingers about nervously while he is talking. I had a letter from Victor yesterday. He is going to Hythe for a month for a musketry course. After that, he hopes to get a better chance of going to the front. He tells me that at Uppingham, Puckle made a speech to the House about Carey's death in action, and also brought in Roland. Among other things, he said that there were one or two very remarkable friendships in the House just about that time. The reference to the Three Musketeers is obvious.
I was extremely sorry to hear about Carey. We were very friendly in my last year but one at Uppingham, and spent a lot of our spare time together. It is as if the best of Uppingham will soon be on its chapel walls. Promise me one thing, that should I die also, you will nevertheless go down there, preferably with Tar, if it be that he may be allowed to live, but if not, that you will go at all events, and see those chapel walls, and the lodge, and the upper sixth classroom, where we all sat so often.
Every time I see your writing on the envelope, it gives me a sudden sense of relief, because life would be so little worthwhile if you went too. I have just volunteered for foreign service. The majority of us have put our names down. It does not in the least mean that we are likely to go soon, but if the call comes for me, I wish it could be to France, because I should like to be near you and Roland. But if I escape zeppelins at home and torpedoes, enteric or dysentery abroad, I promise you to go to Uppingham on behalf of us all. And if the war spares me, it will be my one aim to immortalize in a book the story of us four, with the friendship of the Three Musketeers playing so large a part.
We are now within about 20 miles of Roland, and will soon be much nearer still. This place is about 2 miles from the line and fairly knocked about. The church has a very tall spire with a brass or gilded figure of the Virgin with a child in her arms on the top. However, a shell, presumably passing very close or else partially striking the statue, has knocked it over so that it leans forward almost horizontal to the ground far below, and is only held there by the metal flanges by which it was originally on the top of the spire. I am glad that Roland should have this broad, well-cultivated, undulating land as his home. The sun set last night in a red glow over him as I looked from here, giving a sense of the most perfect and enduring peace in spite of war.
Westcliff-on-Sea, 16th of April 1916. Dear Vera, I had the satisfaction of hearing from Hythe yesterday that I got a first class, so I am content as far as that is concerned. We are all on detachment here, and I only wish that they would give me something useful to do. One can do nothing here.
Dear Vera, 3 weeks ago I bicycled from the town, which you must know now, through 4 villages to the place where Roland's grave is. It was a fine evening, and I came upon the small military cemetery quite suddenly before I was in the village, as it is at the southern end where 2 roads meet. It is very small, and the graves are in near rows all close together. I should think there are about 50 or 60 buried there. Some are French, but most are English. I walked up along the path and stood in front of the grave. And I took off my cap and prayed to whatever God there may be that I might live to be worthy of the friendship of the man whose grave was before me. But I did not stay there long, because it was so very clear that he could not come back. And though it may be that he could see me looking at his grave, yet I did not feel that he was there.
Dear Edward, I went to my medical board yesterday and had rather an amusing time. An orderly showed me into a waiting room, so I began reading the telegraph. Suddenly the door opened and an RAMC colonel came in. Hello, what are you here for? A board? Well, come along and let's see what...